Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you are on the air with John White from Lilydale, New York. Welcome to our show tonight. Well, springtime is not too far away, and we'll be having all sorts of events here at Lilydale, different workshops, different opportunities to meet different intuitive people, psychic people, and mediumship people from around the world. So let's start off by getting focused here. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate, that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Intuitive, creative, and intelligent. Who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, your very presence automatically liberates others. If you'd like to phone in and be live on the show, please call us at 818-398-8818. That's 818-739-8818. So again, this is Reverend John White coming to you from Journeys of the Light radio show. Well, you know, at Lilydale, we have different mediums that can help you to communicate with your loved ones. Now, what is a medium? Well, a medium is a person who has the skills to communicate with loved ones and angels on the other side of life. But this is not a new thing. We first heard about this a long time ago in the Bible. So when the Bible talks about the gifts of the Spirit, we are simply talking about the same thing, all religions. So the gift of the Spirit don't come from Judaism, Christianity, Muslim, Hindu, Sufi, or any other religion. It is a gift that is given to you. And as a medium, you can communicate with people on the other side of life. Now, this has been going on since the beginning of time. All the Bibles in the world, including the Christian Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, and all sacred books were written by people who were using this part of their mind. So we can and still be aware of miracles. You know, some people believe that miracles happened a long time ago and they're no longer happening now. Well, they're still happening now. Well, let me just say something very unusual. Life is a miracle. Do you realize that you are a little person, a spirit living in a little physical body, on a rock traveling through space? Isn't that a miracle in itself? Oh, of course it is. You know, mediums and other people who want to work with the gifts of the Spirit, what they do is they meditate. Now, what happens when you meditate? Well, you raise your frequency. Here's one of my favorite sayings by Einstein. It's all energy. That's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. This is not philosophy, it's physics. And so we talk about natural law. So it is a natural law, loved ones on the other side of life. Now, how they communicate with us is they think at us. And when you know how to tell the difference between your thoughts and thoughts coming from them, and how would you tell the difference? Well, let me give you an example. So let's say if you were musically inclined and you had perfect pitch and we played music in the background, If you had perfect pitch, you'd probably be able to tell us what key the music is in. Well, every thought in your head also has a vibration, has a frequency. You could say it has a key. And mediums are able to tell the difference between an emotional thought coming from you or an intuitive thought coming from our loved ones who have passed on. Now, again, remember, we're all spirits as much as we can be. We're just physically living in a body at this time. And so what are some of the gifts of the spirit that we work with here at Lilydale? Well, one of them, stated in the Bible, is called the ability to discern the spirit. I'll say that again. The ability to discern the spirit, which simply means that spirit people, that means you and me, and people on the other side of life, give themselves away by their frequency, okay? And it is through your modality of clairsentience, which simply means intuitive feeling, that you're able to perceive, that you are able to perceive if the spirit that is around you is a male or a female, inside the family or outside the family, if it is a guide or if it is an angel, okay? And in spiritualism, you may have heard us talk about having spirit guides. Well, a spirit guide is a being who has lived in the physical world before to the next stage of life, and they have made agreements with your soul to help you while you're here on Earth. So just like when you go to school in the physical world, you have different teachers that help you get through the different grades. And then there's also angels. Now, angels are beings who have never physically lived in the world, but they also come from other dimensions. Remember the saying of Jesus in the Bible when he said, "There are many mansions, and if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you so." Simply put, there are many, many different spirit worlds. Now, when you get to know who your guides are, you get to know what your natural talents are. So your spirit guides know what skills you have. Just like when you first came into the world, your spirit probably knew also what your talents were. And you were very intuitive, because all children are intuitive. Remember the saying, in order for you to enter the kingdom of God, you have to become like a child. So they use that magic child being inside of you. Well, your spirit guides know the magic that is inside of you. And so here's the key. Natural talents. We all have natural talents. So God gave each and every one of us a natural talent. And when you develop your natural talent, so first of all, of course, you have to figure out what it is. But when you, well, let me give you a question. Maybe this can help you a little bit. If your work became a manifestation of your passion, age, money, and education was not an excuse you could use, what would you love to do? What would you love to do? Well, you know, when you develop that skill, then, you know, there are people out in the world who want to pay you, or someone like you who has that skill. And that creates prosperity. And the next step is that when you use that natural talent or skill to serve humanity, well, guess what? You leave your imprints on the sands of time. Actually, you may become very well known for what you do. And whether you become very well known for what you do or not, you are definitely honoring your family and your creator. Okay? So, your spirit guides know what your natural talents are, okay? And when you get to know who your spirit guides are, they will tell you what your natural talents are. Let me give you an example. How many of you have had a relative who has passed on come and visit you during what is called a lucid dream? Now, lucid dreaming is dreaming, and all of a sudden you wake up inside your dream and you become very conscious. Let me say literally what the Dalai Lama taught us. When you're dreaming and you know you're dreaming, there's a consciousness there. Okay? And so as soon as you find yourself being awake or aware in your dream, here's how to find out if it's a true lucid dream or not. This may sound funny, but it's true. Simply have a desire to float. So the next time you catch yourself in a dream, just say, I wonder what it would like if I were to float or have a desire to float. So basically what happens is you begin to play inside your dreams. And in Tibet, it's called developing the dream body. That means your dream body, or the state of consciousness in which you dream and travel in, basically has many different departments. Just like your brain in your physical world or in your mental world or your awakening world has also many different departments. And through meditations, you can learn how to awaken that dreaming, lucid body of yours. And that's where your genius is, by the way, in that intuitive, creative side. And so you can have visits from members of your family who have passed on and angels. Now, when they come to you, now, some of you are going to recognize what I'm going to say to you. Some of you may say, well, you know, my uncle came to me, but he didn't say anything. He was just standing there. But listen, the message is in the energy. I will say that again. The message is in the energy. So the next time you have a dream where you feel a relative or a guide or an angel comes to visit you, if you pay attention to your intuitive feelings, I'll say that again. If you pay attention to your intuitive feelings, you'll be able to discern the energy and also understand the message. Now, some people are under the superstition that, let's say, if your ancestors only spoke Italian, okay, or German or Russian, and they come to you or they come to a medium and they you know, give impressions to the mediums, and then you may say, if you don't know any better, how can you talk to my relative? They only spoke German, Russian, or Italian. Listen, the language of thought is the language of spirit. I'll say that again. The language of thought is the language of spirit. Okay? So just like in the spirit world, we know each other's thoughts. We know each other's feelings. All right? And so let me ask you a question. What language does a baby speak, but they seem to understand you? They understand your intentions. They feel how you feel about them. Well, that's what intuition is all about, and we're all born with that. And as time goes on, basically that kind of fades away as we are developing what is known as the left rational side of the brain and become more into the world. In fact, up to the age of 3.5, 4 years old, we are producing mostly alpha brain waves. That means we're working out of the right side of our brain. And that side of the brain where the artist and the music and the intuition comes from and the feelings come from. And as we go to school and come into the so-called real world, then what happens is that we start developing the left side of the brain, which is the academic linear skills. So anyways, as a medium, you are using the intuitive right side of the brain. But the idea is to develop your whole life, your whole being. So to develop the left side of the brain, which is the intuitive creative side, and develop the right side of the brain, which is the creative intuitive side, and the left side of the brain, which is your academic skills. Okay, well, that's enough talking about that for a little while. If you'd like to phone in, and you can phone in 818-739-8817398818.
Thank you, John. And we actually have a message, or excuse me, a question that came in by text message from Nicole in Charlotte County, Florida. And she wants to know if her angels have any special messages for her at this time. Nicole from Charlotte County, Florida.
Okay, Nicole, actually what I'm sensing around you, I'm sensing a man, like a family member on the other side of life. I feel as though they passed on, when I say young, could have been 30, 35, around that age, and I feel them at around you. So I do feel as though that now, and I also feel beautiful animals around you who have passed on, okay? Now, there's an angel here. Okay, and the angel seems to be talking about writing with you. So if you've been getting inspired or being inspired to write more or to journal more, I think that's what they would like you to do. Okay. Okay. And, you know, I don't know why. Now, sometimes when we get things, we don't understand where they're coming from. I don't know why I'm thinking about somebody like a brother to you. I don't know what that represents at all, but I seem to find myself entertaining thoughts about a brother as I'm talking to you. Okay. I seem to be tuning into a little bit of a relationship with you as I'm tuning into you. And as I'm tuning into that relationship, you know, it's still this kind of a sensitive subject, but the relationship is very sensitive at this time. And I get a feeling that sometimes it's very difficult for the person that you know that who I'm talking about to express himself emotionally. So sometimes you may feel as though you just kind of need to step back just for a little while to see what happens. And of course, when I said that, I don't know why I'm seeing a teddy bear. I don't know if this person gave you a teddy bear or there's a nickname teddy bear. But again, I'm supposed to say everything I get. Okay, thank you for that interesting question.
Thank you, John. And actually, we had a message that came in from Jill in Cincinnati. And Jill wants to know if you can tune in for her and see her, you know, what her spirit guides are saying about her higher purpose.
Okay. Now, as soon as I tune in to Jill, I'm seeing all these beautiful lights around you, Jill. I don't know why I'm thinking of music with you, but I find myself thinking about music, okay? And I see this golden ladder in front of you, and I see this straight up. I see you going up this golden ladder. You know, you do have the energy of a teacher also. So I simply want to say that. And as time goes on, I see you speaking in front of a lot of people, and I also sense that you'll be very confident, but simply knows that you obviously know your subject. Okay, you seem to be lacking just a little bit of discipline as far as your meditations are concerned, but I want to encourage you to do that, because remember that when you do meditate, or you could put it another way, when you settle down and you focus your mind, then you give your guides a chance to come and inspire you. Because remember, Jill, you're just as intuitive as everybody else, okay? And maybe I'm just confirming something you've already been suspicious of. Okay, Jill, thank you very much for tuning in to us tonight. Okay.
Thank you. And you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a registered Lilydale medium. Now, we're in the thick of winter, of course, but that doesn't mean that there's not activities going on in Lilydale still. If you are in the area, which for those of you guys who have never been to Lilydale, that would be western New York, about an hour south of Buffalo. It's very cold, snowy, and windy there, but some people manage to make it. And if you are around on a Sunday, there are three different church services. Two of them happen around 10:30 a.m., and the other one happens at 6:30 p.m., and they all include a healing service, an inspirational message from a speaker, and messages from Spirit. So if you're one of the lucky ones, maybe about a dozen people or so, sometimes more, get called on and receive a spontaneous message, much like what you would see if you've been to Lilydale in the summertime at Inspiration Stump or Forest Temple. And everybody is welcome. You don't have to be a member of a spiritualist church. You can come from any religion and come to one of the services and check it out. Lilydale is very welcoming. And if you're interested in psychic mediumship development, every Friday night, as long as the weather's not too crazy, Judith Rochester, one of the very experienced mediums at Lilydale, holds a development class around 7 p.m. And, you know, she gets rave reviews. She has students of all levels, from beginners to advanced. So the class is very welcoming. And then, of course, there are other events that go on, such as yoga, tai chi. There are ministerial programs. I know the Church of the Living Spirit has one that's 2 years long. And, of course, the other two churches do as well. So you can check out their individual websites or lilygaleassembly.org. So the winter time is a little bit slower than the summer, but there's definitely a lot of events going on, a lot more than I'm able to say right now. But you just want to check out the website, lilygaleassembly.org. And again, if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 818-739-8818. And if you're a little bit too shy to call in, but you still want to ask a question or share a story of a spiritual, mystical nature or healing story, we welcome that too, 716-467-5552. And John, we actually have another question that came in by text message. We get a few shy people, have a few shy people this evening. And this is from Jack in Boston. And Jack is texting because he has a brother who is going in for neck surgery tomorrow. And he wants to know if you can tune in to that and see if everything's going to go okay.
Okay. Well, let me tune into that. Well, I seem to be tuning in. I don't know if it's Jack's brother or the person that's going in for the operation, but I don't know why I'm thinking of their mother, their grandmother. I seem to be thinking of that, okay? And I'm doing remote viewing. I'm in the operation room, even though it hasn't happened yet. Remember, we can tune into our timeless mind. And I'm seeing more angels and more beings of light than anybody will see, okay? So there's a lot of help that will be going on during that procedure, okay? And it's always good to have a sense of humor. I kind of peeked in the future and was kind of tuning into the person who's doing the operation, and they seem to have a little bit of a sense of humor, and it's really good to have a sense of humor. That means that the doctor that is performing this is very relaxed and well experienced. Actually, the doctor who was doing the operation has written quite a few papers, and I would consider him a teaching doctor. So the person who's having the operation is really in good hands. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, it's an illogical, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of alternative motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. The good you do today often will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will have true enemies and few friends. Be successful anyway. Remember, in the end, it is up to you to do the best you can. So, if you give the best you can in the world, it may never be enough. But you know what the truth is? In the end, it was all between you and God. It never was between you and them anyway. Okay, so do your best and be sincere. You know, that reminds me, Joyce, of a little book called The Four Agreements. Okay, and what is one of the four agreements? Okay, be impeccable with your word. So it simply says that, you know, your word is your wand. And so everything you say basically has a vibration to it. Okay, so be impeccable with your word, especially for those of you who are looking at changing your career or trying to manifest something in your life. Okay, so be impeccable with your word. And the next one is to don't take things personally. You know, like sometimes we, in life, we have their ups and downs, and things always don't work out with other people. And I believe I'm talking to someone out there as I'm saying this to you. But, you know, that person may be hurting. That person, you know, there's a saying, like, you don't really know a person unless you walk in their moccasins, okay? So be a little bit compassionate. Understand that this person is not doing things to hurt you personally, that they're going through a lot of their own stuff, okay? And of course, all you can do in life is to be sincere. Okay. Now, you know, Joyce, I have a feeling there's a friend of mine whose name is Mike. He's in Florida. I just got a feeling he's listening. So, Mike, if you are listening, pick up the phone and we'll be right with you.
Okay, and we actually have a caller from the Buffalo area who is tuning in. We're way down in sunny Florida, and we know you're struggling up there. But, caller, are you here with us?
Hello.
Hello. How are you today? Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, John. Hi, John.
Hi, Ellie.
you know me by name, right?
Yes, I do. How are things going up there?
Oh, it's snowy. It's cold. It's terrible.
Well, thank you. How can do you have any stories or any humor you can share with the rest of us?
No, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I've been seeing people, but still, I have a question. I've been talking to somebody for a little while now, and I was just wondering if it was going to go anywhere.
Probably not listening, so can you say their initials to me so I make sure I get the right connection?
I don't know his last name. His first name is Don.
Okay, let me go visit there. Okay, when I'm tuning into him, I feel he's, now when I say he's a little slow, that means he's a little shy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get a feeling that it's like, there's an old saying, slow as molasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I do feel as though he does have an interest in you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I get a feeling that if you're patient, I get a feeling he wants to ask questions. He doesn't quite know how to do that. But yes, I do feel he is interested. Now I don't know beyond that. Okay, so let's not count our eggs before they hatch. But I feel as though there's an interest there.
What? I know he lost his wife 3 years ago. She passed.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So
yeah, that may be why he's well, you know, that's still in the back of his mind. Okay. But he really does enjoy being with you, by the way. He really does.
Okay, yeah, we just talked at the bingo hall, but he hasn't asked me out for coffee or anything.
Okay, give him time. I get a feeling of he's starting to feel he's going to start to reveal and talk about things with you that he doesn't talk with many, many people. Okay?
Okay.
It's still a little painful for him because his I don't know if he really didn't get to say goodbye to his wife, but there's a feeling of that there's some unresolved emotions inside of him. So just give him a little bit more time, okay, hon?
Okay. And do you see anything more with my move? I'm still waiting to hear something about my move.
Okay. Well, say the address for your – just. Well, we don't want – okay, well, I want to focus my mind. Just tell me what street you live on. I don't want you the address because this is all over the world. Say the address.
Okay.
Say the street you're living on.
I live at Milton Street.
Okay, let me go there. Okay, let me go there. Well, you know how we tell time is we give the time of the seasons. And so I get a feeling of the springtime. I get a feeling of the snow melting. So I get a feeling in the springtime, it feels like things are moving along fine. Okay.
Okay, so probably
okay.
In the spring.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. So we have a few more people on the line. We're going to go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. How's it going?
I felt you were on the airwave. Did you hear me
yeah.
say, I think Mike said?
Yeah, I'm on the airwave. Hey, John, I wanted to run something by you. I was curious if you've experienced this. It feels like my spinal cord and stuff rewiring in my back and spinal cord, like it's getting upgraded here in the last 6 months. Has that happened to you?
Well, if it happens, it would have to do with the meridians. Okay, we're already talking to the public, but I'm telling you this. The meridians basically are the energy channels that move throughout your body, and there's major ones that move up and down the spine, and the Kundalini energy, which is the life force, that's where they'll move through. So I get a feeling of they're beginning to open up. Okay. They're beginning to open up. But I also feel that in the neck and the lower back, you seem to carry tension there also. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But I really feel as though it's the meridians. Okay. Now, what can help to, if we may use this saying, what can help to speed that along a little bit? If you were to focus on breathing, and imagine the light move as you're breathing, imagine the light moving up your spine. Okay, I get a feeling of you'll begin to open up those passages. Let me ask you a question, Mike. Have you been getting some very clear mind pictures? You know. Sometimes, you know, we see things clairvoyantly, but sometimes all of a sudden we'll get a very clear picture. Have you been getting any of those?
Yeah, sometimes it'll be animals, or sometimes it'll be almost like with a sick person or something, or somebody's gonna pass or something, and I'll actually have like a tape run across my forehead of the word or a picture. I have seen that before. I was interacting with a person with cancer, and I actually got the word come across my third eye.
Okay. Wow. Now again, I'm getting the feeling it has to do with how the energy is moving through the spine, through the nadis, actually. So if you were speaking in an Asian way, you would call it the meridians, but it's in yoga it's called the different nadis. Okay.
Right, but it's basically the same. It's the same circuitry.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you may be experiencing some trance states. Have you been experiencing some trance states in the last little while?
Yeah. There's been a few times here in the last month or two. It's almost like when I was walking around, it felt like I was floating.
Okay.
Has that happened to you?
Yes. Yes, it has happened to me.
So there might be some issues with the grounding. So that might be what you're talking about, me carrying stress down in the lower area.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you live in Florida, so you can't walk outside on the grass. So one thing that helps us to ground ourselves is walking on the grass. Okay, or walking on the ground. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
No, this makes sense. And I'm not encouraging you to become a tree hugger, but also that's an old wise tale, which is actually true, is that you know you could put your arms around a tree and you become one with the tree, and that also helps to ground you. Okay. You must have a North American Native guide with you tonight, because these seem to be North American Native symbols that I'm getting with you. Okay.
Do I have a fair amount of guides and guardians that, or do we all have that that are with us all the time.
Yeah, definitely. We all have that. Depending on what you're doing in life, first of all, everybody has guides, okay? And everybody has different family members who have passed on to take an interest in us. That's just everybody, okay? But for those people who are interested in developing their intuition, they can become aware of their guide, okay? You seem to have, I'm just simply seeing the colors like blues, like indigos, blues. So this obviously feels like an angel being that's working with you. And this angel being is very interested in helping you developing your higher self, okay? But, you know, maybe I've told you this before, Mike, or maybe somebody else has told you this. You know, you're a teacher, you know? It would be really nice if you got to get out and teach a little bit, or you got to get out and give some talks. Do you still think like that, Mike?
I do feel that, John, and I haven't quite made the inroads on doing it. It seems like there's been a lot of resistance.
Okay.
Some of the times I've gone out and done it, and it's, I didn't make any real headway with it.
You know, I remember many times I went out and did it, didn't make any headway either, but the idea is not to give up. Mike, we have a lot of people on the line. We'd like to appreciate you calling. I felt you on the airwaves, so I called you in, and thank you, buddy, for calling in. Thank you.
Okay. Good talking to you, John.
Thank you. Mike from Tampa, always nice to hear from you. So next we have Luann calling from Pennsylvania, and she has a question for you, John, regarding her path, and it's kind of a complicated question. So, Luann, are you there with us? You had a question. You said you opened up an anatomy book, and there's a special connection you had, a spiritual connection. Do you want to explain to John?
Yes. Hi, Reverend John. Thank you for taking my call this evening. I've been listening to your program so far, and I've made some notes about some things that have been resonating with me. John, for a long time I've taken, some classes, and a lot of classes, they want you to start doing readings on other people, to exercise your muscles, and I've never been comfortable doing that. So lately I've been saying to myself, I just want to become a more spiritual version of myself and find myself, and I'm comfortable with that. So I've gone back to school and taken some classes, and I know you're a health intuitive. And it seems that lately I've been given clues about different things. I've been, like, open this chapter and read this. And I've been putting things together about people that I love that are sick. And I just wanted to know what your feelings are about that and how you think I should progress or move.
Okay. Now, that's, for people who don't know that, being a medical intuitive is using your intuition or being intuitive about people's health conditions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though, is it true that you've taken a Reiki course?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay, because, see, that's already in your energy. I feel that in your energy. So, like, being medically intuitive or being intuitive about being able to tune into other people is a natural extension of that, okay?
Okay.
So I get a feeling that... Now, if you want to pursue that, that would be an excellent channel or an excellent branch for you to pursue, because I feel as though that you would get a lot. Now, I'm also being told that you have considerable amount of medical knowledge. Do you?
I do. I'm a nurse, and I'm going back to school. I was kind of forced out of a job, and I didn't realize it was a blessing. I'm back in school.
Now, thank God, like, for instance, all the medical knowledge you have and the things you'll be learning are in your left brain, and your intuition is in your right brain. Now, let's thank God that two brains are connected together. I'll say that again. Our two brains are connected together. So when you're tuning into a person intuitively, Let's say if you're tuning into a person's heart, besides your intuition, the knowledge you have about a person's heart will also come into play. And so again, both the academic and also the intuitive will come together, and you more than likely will become more of an effective medical intuitive because of your nursing training. Okay? Now, people don't realize this, but when you're tuning into people in an intuitive medical way, you're actually using your clairvoyant ability. You're actually using your psychic ability. So I really feel as though going the path of the nurse, or let me just say a caretaker in that way, is something that your soul has agreed to even before you came into the world. So I do believe you're on the right path. But the next stage is you becoming a teacher, okay? So I really mm-hmm. do feel that around you. Have you ever thought about, as time goes on, that you like to share what you know with other people?
Well, you know what, sir? As I called into your show, it was a year ago in November. I called in and I was reading over the notes, and you told me then that I would eventually teach. Not sure what. It won't be cooking, that's for sure. But
I did tell you that before. Okay. I won't be teaching cooking either, by the way. Anyways, I do get a feeling. It'll be somewhat in the intuitive field. Okay? Yeah, it'll be somewhat in the intuitive field. Oh, you know, I'm seeing all these beautiful colors around you. Do you know what I mean by color therapy?
I've heard of it. I don't know a lot about it, no.
Okay, let me just say something unusual. There's no such thing as color. Color is a manifestation of energy. Okay? And so that means that somebody who is aware of different colors, they would be able also to tune into the different auras of people and tell them what's going on in their life because of the colors of their aura. Okay? Now, let me just say something. So when I may sense a color. I don't necessarily see a color. Because I never know through what modality the information is going to come through. But I do feel as time goes on, I feel as though you will become quite knowledgeable in the effect of colors on the psyche. So that's a little bit of a prediction that I'm getting for you. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for calling in.
And thank you both for what you do, and have a good evening in Florida.
Okay, I'll try.
Thank you, Luann from Pennsylvania. And next we have Kevin Smith from Buffalo. He has questions for you, John, about work and marriage. Kevin, are you here with us?
Yes.
Okay, Kevin. First of all, how are you tonight, Kevin?
Not too bad. It could be worse.
Okay. Now, what is your question?
Now, I'm working about 16 to 18 hours a day. I have two jobs. And I was wondering which job, like, do you feel I should keep, day job or my night job?
Okay. Okay, well, I get a feeling of your day job. Okay. Now, let me try to figure out who I'm getting this from. I just don't want to give you a fast answer. Is there a grandfather you were close to who's passed on?
My who?
Is there a grandfather who was passed on that you were close to?
Millennial. My father, yes.
Your father, okay. Okay, when I said to you the day job, I got a feeling a father or a grandfather. Sometimes fathers and grandfathers come in the same vibration, so it's difficult for us to discern that. But there was a father figure that gave me the impression of the day job. So when I was intuitively tuning into your night job, you know, over the long run, I felt it wasn't really healthy for you to be doing that particular job. I think
what
job isn't healthy, but I'm talking about like being up late at night the way that you have to be.
Yeah. So
okay,
so
go ahead.
The night job is better.
No, I said the day job is better.
Oh, and I got another question. I just got engaged, and I was wondering, like if what things work out between me and this girl.
Okay, let me. Now, people don't know you, and so you can you say their initials? She's probably not listening, so don't be concerned about it. What's the initials? I want to make sure I'm tuning into the right person. Can you give me the initials of the person?
A.L.
Again, I get this father, grandfather, father feeling around you. And I get a good feeling it's going to work out. Okay?
Oh, okay.
You know, when we tune into people's emotional personal lives, we have to be very careful, you know, because we know that, you know, how much this means to people. But sincerely, at this point, I get a feeling, a father figure saying, we believe it will work out. It'll be fine. Okay?
Now, you think it's better to get married like as soon as I can or just wait?
Okay, okay, just a moment here. I feel I'm, I suppose, okay. I feel like singing you a song by Steve, to Take Your Time. It has to do with taking your time. So there's no hurry, young man. There is no hurry. Cat Stevens sang a song, Take Your Time. Okay? Now, that may not be what you want to hear, but that's a little bit of wisdom trying to come to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for calling us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin from Buffalo. And next we have Nicole from New York City, and she has a few spiritual questions for you, John, about, Nicole, did you say it was a new spiritualism?
Sort of. Hi, John. Hi, Joyce. Hope you're enjoying this.
Hi.
It's freezing in New York. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. So quick question. I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm one of those people who refurbishes furniture. So old pieces that someone's throwing out, I'll repaint, refurnish it, and bring it back to life. A recent piece that I uncovered or discovered had in it some spell work stuff. It had some pictures in it, a deck of tarot cards that was half there. And I cleaned it out, obviously, cleansed, blessed it, et cetera. And then I found in another compartment underneath it, this was later on, a book that is called New Devotionary Spiritualist, Collection of Selected Prayers by Alan Kardec. And in this book, it was all of these prayers. It talked about spiritualism, and I just wonder if you ever heard about it, because it had all of these prayers, but it was to the guardian angel and protective spirits. I'm flipping through it now, and then it says spiritualist reunion, and there's just a lot in here. It's a small book. It's probably 128 pages. It seems more like a book for petitions and candle work, because that's kind of what was I found in the desk. But I'm not necessarily sure, and I wonder if you've ever heard of.
Do you know who Alan Kardec is?
No.
Okay.
No.
He was one of the great teachers of spiritualism.
Oh.
Okay.
So I should keep the book, is what I'm asking. Is this a spell book? What should I? Because I got rid of all the cards and the pictures and the candles that were in the desk, but this was I found today.
It may be worth something. So Alan Kardec basically wrote a book on spiritism. So in Brazil, in other countries, in France, they call it spiritism. Okay.
Yeah.
So it may be a collector's item. Go ahead.
I have no idea. I know the other stuff was probably not of the highest good. Let's just leave it there with pictures and candles and, cards and stuff. But then I found this book in a compartment, and I was like, should I get rid of this? What should I do? So I wanted to call in and ask. Yep.
Well, don't get rid of it. I mean, if you're going to sell it, then put it on. Let people bid on it. You may be surprised. Yeah.
So you have heard of Alan Kardec.
Oh, God, you know, he wrote a book called, he wrote one of the foundation books on spiritism. So in Brazil, they call it spiritism, not spiritualism. And it's Alan Kardec basically that brought spiritualism to Brazil and to South America. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, so yeah.
Interesting.
He's very well known in that field in Europe.
Okay.
He's from Europe.
Okay.
It really sounds like a book for ministers.
The deck of cards, that was interesting. You said from Brazil, the deck of cards that was actually in the, probably Brazilian. I don't know. It was called Hierocleo Fornio Victoria deck. I don't know, but the book I was more interested in understanding.
If
you've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, the cards have nothing to do with that name, Alan Kardec. Okay, but that's somebody who was interested in spiritual things that had that book. No, that may be a collector's item, by the way. Okay.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's really a collection of prayers for all different purposes. And there actually is one for a prayer in there for those who are against spiritualism, I believe. I just was wondering if you've heard of him and if it's, not associated with anything, not of the light, basically. So it's okay.
No. He was a big name in spiritualism. From Europe.
Hmm.
From Europe.
Do you think there's a reason that I found this, or was it just random?
Well, I believe there's a reason for everything,
Mm-hmm.
You should hang on to that book, okay?
Okay.
You should actually, if you know anybody who knows about the value of actually, what you should do is that if you could put the question, let's put the question out to our listeners right now. Say the name of the author of the book, Alan Kardec.
Yeah, Alan Kardec.
Maybe somebody knows a little bit more about that. Yeah. Maybe somebody knows a little bit more about the value of that book. But I'm telling you right now, he was one of the, he's the one that brought spiritism to South America. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, honey, we have to go.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
And thank you, Nicole, from New York City. And next, we have a text, a quick question that came in for you by text, John. This is from Susan from Batavia, New York, and she says she's hoping that you can tune in to see if she's got a gentleman prospect named Danny, and from Danny is from Corning, New York, and she wants to know if you can tune in to see what he is looking for with her.
Okay, let me tune in to him. Let me just go visit him. I get a feeling, I don't misunderstand this. He doesn't know what to do with you, and he doesn't know what to do without you. Now he's leaning more towards being with you, okay? But this is my interpretation. It feels like he's kind of a little bit of shy or a little bit of afraid of relationships and commitment, okay? But he really does like himself. When the nicest thing you can say to a person is, "I like myself a lot when I'm with you," and so yes, he really does like himself and he enjoys your company, okay? But he pretends like he's trying to keep you at a distance. I really get a feeling he's getting very much attracted to you. Okay? And that's what we get. And thank you very much. Okay.
She wanted to know if he is sincere and if it could turn into a long-term thing.
Okay. So my Joyce partner said that she wanted to know if he's sincere. Well, I think we have to give it a little bit more time, OK? okay, I can only get what I get. So I get a feeling that, again, he's not really sure what to do with you, but he doesn't want to lose you either. So he's going through that. So, honey, we just have to give it a little bit of time. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you, Susan. And next, we have a caller from Buffalo, New York. This is Liz, and she has she was hoping you can just talk to her. She's been going through a few things. She lost a sibling, and she lost a cat. So we only have a few minutes. But, Liz, we wanted to connect you with John. Are you here with us?
Yes.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, John. I have my first sibling pass away the day after Thanksgiving. And then the day after she got buried, my cat passed away, and I've really been depressed and a lot of stress going on at work. And my body's been, like, tightening up, and I don't know if it's just stress or something's wrong with me. I keep thinking, like, she passed of pancreas cancer. Am I, you know, going to get it? And I just don't know if it's all, like, coming from my mind or...
Okay.
It's sad.
Now listen,
it's, you know,
honey,
she was a favorite sister.
Okay. Now, it's normal that, you know, you're, remember, I feel you're still going through the grieving period, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, we put it aside, we try to put it aside, but it comes up, I feel the stress is coming up through your body, okay? So you should be doing things to try to boost your immune system as possible. You may not be able to get away and go away on a holiday, but it'd be nice if you can go away and separate yourself from your environment for a little while. I am getting a feeling, I'm not seeing your sister, but I am getting a feeling that she's okay. She's saying that you have felt her around you and that she's okay. And, she misses everybody, but she is really, really okay. There's a lady that she's with. I love the grandmother. There's one of her favorite relatives, older lady who's passed on, that she's with, and she's feeling very much at home. I get it. The cat is with her. So now we know where the cat is. Okay. The cat had nothing to do with passing on. Like, this is not a sign or anything like that, okay? But I get its feeling that this cat loved your sister. That's a feeling I'm getting, and I get a feeling of, you know, animals also could go through mourning also, okay? But I get a feeling prior to your sister passed on, the cat was going through some problems in their internal organs and also their immune system. Your sister is definitely with you. Do you have some of your sister's clothes?
I have. I've been close to one of my sisters. You know, we meet on Friday and another sister. But after my sister passed, there's been so much bickering going on with the family. And it's really terrible. It's terrible.
Okay. I'm sorry, honey. Honey, I do have to go now. Thank you very much. Your sister is around you, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you've been listening to myself, Reverend John White, and Joyce Kelly coming to you from Fort Myers, Florida. Okay. I miss being there in Lilydale, and I'll be back there soon in the summer program. The summer program will be coming out soon. Also, so, you know, there's once a wise man said that it's possible for you to be lonely, go through lonely periods, but it's impossible for you to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would blow your mind. God bless you until we talk again.